All right, Mondays and Fridays we get together with two prominent people. Brother Johnny is a member of the National Academy of Sciences. He is one of the best entrepreneurs ever, the Thomas Edison of oil and gas, and the Horse Hall of Famer icon, Mike Ditka. Brother Johnny, Johnny, where are you today?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Mike is in Chicago. Good morning, Mike.
I am. How are you, Steve?
Great. Okay.
Steve, you're out in South Carolina, if I don't.
Our last day. We went shark fishing last night, guys.
Did you golf any out there?
Yeah, we did, actually. The triplets and Nathaniel played a scramble, Mike, and shot 32 on the front.
That's pretty good shooting.
They shot 32 on the front.
Yeah.
Scramble.
Yeah, it was a scramble. Triplets and Nathaniel, and everybody made shots, so it's pretty fun. But, boy, I tell you, it's not as hot as it is in Chicago and Champaign. I think Houston's comparable, and South Carolina's pretty comparable, about 100, 110 with a heat index. It's just been hot all over the place.
Hot. Hot. You did catch any sharks?
We did, actually.
Wow.
Except the one that Christian had by the tail and actually let go on the boat. But other than that, we were good. But it was really fun to, what was disconcerting is, you know, I can't think that'd be good for tourism when the captain of the boat says if people could see through this water, if it were clear, nobody'd get in. Because there's a ton of sharks near the shore. In any event, I got to open with the NFL. The players waiting to vote on this thing passed by the owners last night, the collective bargaining agreement. Some are calling it a power play. Your buddy Heath Evans with the Saints, Johnny, texted last night that there are things that were voted on that the players never agreed to. Pressure on the players now, Mike. What happens?
Well, I don't know what you feel like, but I feel like it's ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. What wasn't agreed to? What could it possibly be? I mean, these guys have a great opportunity in life to earn money playing football. All of a sudden, they're going to sit there and squabble about a few little things because somebody didn't ask them before they agreed to something about something. Come on. Either you want to play the game or you don't. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy at this point. I think they should ratify it. I think they should get back to football. I don't think anybody will be hurt. I think everybody will have gain from this, both the owners and the Players Association and the players in the game. That's what I believe. Now, whether it happens not that way, I don't know. I'm just saying that, to me, to see these guys all of a sudden at the last second tweeting, well, we were mistreated and this is inhuman and we're being taken advantage of, get out of here. What are you going to do if you don't play football? I mean, what are your life skills outside of football? You tell me if you can do something and make that kind of money, John.
You
have the skill,
Mike. You know, there's another question, which is you need to be treated right, and I think you need to get, you know, what you earn when you work for someone. But what does owning a company mean? It means putting up all the money, getting an organization to sell the product. What is it? Is there anything to be an owner? Does that mean anything? I mean, sometimes I've had to pick a health care plan that didn't have $1 deductible. We had to go with $100 deductible or $20, and that's because that's all we can afford. And nobody's going on strike here. We're doing the best we can. There is a certain amount of trust in management doing what they can for you without being greedy. And and I think we're starting to split into a philosophy that doesn't make any sense in business and in politics. And there's plenty of fodder for both sides when you see some of the things going on in Wall Street and the money being just raked in. But the players have a heck of a deal. I agree with Mike, Steve. It sounds like they got quite a bit, and it's a heck of a league, and they've got the momentum, and I think the sports fans want football, so they've sold their product. So they need to ratify this thing.
Well, they have until Tuesday.
I would say this honestly now. I don't know what will happen. But to me, if they don't ratify it, I would take it off the table if I was the owners. Wow. And I would take my chances. This is really a power play. And what is a power play about? The average person doesn't even know, and neither do I, what their demands could be outside of what they're getting. I mean, it's kind of incredible. I mean, they got it down to, they can't have any two-day practices. You can't, you know, you can only be in pads so many. I mean, it's like, wait a second. It's a gladiator sport, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't make the rules. It is. They hit each other. You better be ready to get hit.
You know, the other thing is, Mike, when you negotiate, you do have to give and take a little. And to me, the players, if they're going to say the owners are making a power play by not talking to them about a few points, they need to let them make a power play. They have all the power. And I'll tell you something. If the players try to make a power play without it, the owners can do something exactly like you're saying. And I'm telling you, they'll do a lot better than anybody thinks with guys like me playing. Now, I'd be tough on a good coach like Mike Ditka, but he's been there before, Mike. You could take it. You can handle it. And people are still going to come to the games if they had some sort of a abbreviated season with different players. And they can cripple along. Not what I don't think anybody wants.
It's right. I mean, I don't know. These guys got to – common sense has got to prevail somewhere. I mean, they got bills and obligations and responsibilities to their families. They got houses. They got, you know, businesses somewhere. You know, that income not coming in, it's hard to put money in that penalty, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and do you think that the majority, because if the committee, if the players' committee lets this go to a vote, wouldn't they get over 50% yes to play football?
Well, I would assume they would get over 70%, but I don't know. I mean, I was surprised when I saw all these tweets and Twitters and these guys. Yeah. I mean, they act like, I don't know. They act like maybe they got a standby job that pays them $2.5 million a month or something.
Exactly.
I don't know what the hell they have.
Well, Heath Evans is really a great guy, and he's a smart guy. I think he may just be commenting,
but he's not talking smart.
Well, exactly. Well, I think Steve, you have a point. I think if they vote on it, if they get to vote on it, it'll pass. Period.
Yeah.
But they
have to be allowed to vote on it. The leadership has to let them. Correct.
I don't know what the deal is. Whether they have to let the players vote or not. Don't know.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I know people want football. The Hall of Fame game has been canceled, Bears and Rams, but they can go to work next Wednesday. They can start signing free agents next Wednesday. They get 48% of the revenue total, which is $9.5 billion. And so it is a crazy number. The pressure's on the players. I hope they get this done because we want to see those Saints beat the Packers in Green Bay on opening day.
We said the great sins in the world, greed, avarice, and malice, and greed is a great sin. Be careful.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Washington, D.C. Jordan Goodman from MoneyAnswers.com earlier this hour predicted that the United States will default. They're not going to come to an agreement? Is everything going to tank? He thinks the markets will absolutely plunge. Gold and silver will go through the roof, even though they already have. What do you think, Johnny? What's going to happen here?
Well, I think they're going to come to an agreement, and I think Obama will make some compromises. He's getting all kinds of pressure on his side, but, you know, they've gone back and forth. Both are trying to spin the other one. I think that the Republicans, I think, are holding for what most of the American people want, which is less spending without any new taxes. And I think that the Democrats have made some pretty lame cases, like this rearing up about Social Medicare and health care and Social Security. There's just been no threats of people now getting left to twist in the wind, and yet that's the implication the Democrats make when they argue against it and things like that. But I think they're going to come to an agreement. I do.
I hope so. Mike, what do you think,
Mike Ditka?
Well, you know, you hope they do. I don't know. You know, it gets down to this, you know, and I think the president will bend a little bit. I don't think there's any question about that. But I don't think it's too complicated. You understand, if you're going to raise or let them raise it, you've got to put a cap on it somewhere, and you've got to balance your budget. I mean, that's the whole idea. If you're a family person, you have to live on a balanced budget, or you go upside down. You know, you can't pay your bills, and that's the same thing that's going to happen. It doesn't make any sense that you don't say, well, common sense, well, how do we do that? Well, people say you increase taxes. You don't really increase taxes. But I think there are a lot of tax loopholes they can eliminate. I really do. And I think if they simplified the tax system and made it understandable where they wouldn't give all these breaks to some of these major corporations, and they would set the individual tax. And I'm saying that what I believe, you want to set it at 15% or 20%, that's up to you. But you're going to balance the budget if you do it. But if you do it the right way, to me, you know, we've heard about this, you know, flat tax our whole life.
Yeah.
But the reason they don't have it is you destroy what? The IRS, because then you don't have all these people working anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, as far as loopholes and raising taxes, I don't think the big anti-tax is necessarily, I want all my money, don't take a penny. That's part of it. But it's really more, what are you guys doing with the money? You're not good managers. That's the point. We'll pay a little more, but you've got to do A, B, C. They haven't shown a willingness to do enough in terms of stopping this train that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which is clearly against the majority of the American people, which is this huge government that's not stopping growth. That's the argument. And
remember what Lincoln said, you cannot do for people ultimately what they could and should do for themselves, because you don't better them. And that's what we've become.
It actually hurts. It hurts those people. That's what's
absolutely
the irony of it.
Initiative. It takes
exactly. And self-esteem. It's
absolutely.
Yeah.
But all right, and just don't care about the self-esteem as long as they're collecting that what is a welfare check or whatever.
But you know, Mike, they do, and they want to have self-esteem, and they don't realize that I need more money because I don't have enough self-esteem. It just makes it worse. People want to make a contribution in at their very core, and that's where government can't help them by handing out everything you need. And we've talked about that before, and it's just true about human nature. We want to do something. We want to make a difference. I think that's generally true of almost everybody.
To illustrate the debt, in Bill Clinton's year, the national debt went up $557 million a day. George W. Bush, the national debt went up $1.6 billion a day. Barack Obama, the national debt has gone up $4.1 billion a day. That's pretty dramatic.
That's a lot of money, I think. It's hard to grasp that kind of money.
Yeah, but a lot of people keep telling you the guy's doing a hell of a job. I don't know what he's doing, but evidently a lot of people say, oh, he's a hell of a job.
Yeah,
what?
Well...
You know,
yeah,
there's
I'm
no
not
leadership
sure.
involved. There's no taking a stand. It's wishy-washiness. Come on.
I don't think it'd be good to default as far as what it would mean for the panic, I think, with some of the markets and some of the things that would happen. Again, hope it doesn't happen 11 days away. All right, Tiger Woods fires Stevie Williams as caddy. Steve Williams was surprised, shocked, can't believe. He said, I've wasted the last 2 years of my life standing by, and now he'll caddy for Adam Scott, who is an Aussie who's a terrific golfer.
Well, hey, you know, when the ship starts sinking, a lot of people jump off. And, you know, I don't know, Tiger's really, he's grasping at straws right now. I mean, his life has kind of got turned upside down. And, you know, I don't know why he would get rid of his caddy. That makes no sense. It would be like me saying, well, I've gone through those problems, so I'm going to get a new car. What the hell? That doesn't make any sense. You know? So he has his reasons.
I don't know whether he's thinking straight, and you're right, Mike. You think, you know, when things go bad, they sure go bad, don't they?
Yeah. Because
get the car back on the road somewhere here, boy.
Well, Steve, exactly.
Steve and Tiger team for 13 of the 14 majors that Tiger won. He was very supported while his dad was sick and passed away. He's been through a lot. He was kind of implicated in all the Tiger scandal stuff that bothered Steve Williams a lot. Because he said, I work with him on the course. I was not aware of what was going on off the course. In any event, Tiger fires his caddy. That's his prerogative. No word on who the new caddy will be. But they say Steve Williams could be one of the best caddies ever. Might help Adam Scott, who I think is a great golfer, and might get him over the top with a good coach like that. All right. Yeah, Johnny.
So I was just going to say that being a caddy is a tough job. That has to be a hard job. Carrying those clubs around 4 days in a row, and then, you know, the golfer does rely on you from time to time. And
well, he relies on you a lot, John, from time to time. I mean, they really rely on those guys for distance, everything, where to hit it. I got a good caddy right now, but it's not improving my game one bit. So
if there's a
lot of it, you got to be able to hit it where he tells you to. That's
yeah, that's right.
You got to like
I'll tell you,
hit it over there. Well, I didn't hit it over there. Well, what the heck?
You know, the caddies are doing.
Son, how you doing? They say people say hello to people breaking out of the walls. Now everybody's coming down here. All right.
I'll tell you, the caddies are doing a little better than they used to. I was watching some old golf deal, and they were talking about one of these is in the 50s, but the caddies didn't always have it so good. The guy gave him a 6-iron. I guess he should have given him a 7, and he hits the poor guy in the stomach with the 6, and then hit him on the back and knocked him down. So,
guys, I want to tell you, my partner and dear friend, Fred Smith, and I are playing in a golf tournament called the Butterfield Invitational. and it's flighted all A through championship. We have won our first two matches. We're playing another match today. If we win that, we'll play in the championship tomorrow.
Wow.
I want to say this. I didn't do a damn thing for 2 days. But I better start helping them a little bit. Congratulations. Good luck. It's a great tournament. Really, it is.
We're excited.
Tell Fred I said hi, Mike, by the way.
I'll do it, John.
We're going to do a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment and conclude with Johnny and Mike Ditka. We're going to take our break here for the Wall Street Report. Eyes on the market for this Friday, the 22nd. Let's see what's happening. Don't forget, we're giving away County Fair tickets. Champaign County Fair opens today. I have tickets to give away before the top of the hour during the Fox News. You'll have a chance to call and win some tickets. So stand by for that. It's Lonte and Jeremy Warner this afternoon live from the Champaign County Fairgrounds. From 3 until 5:15 when we join the Cardinals. Be right back in 1 minute with more of Brother Johnny and Mike. Time for the Wall Street Report at 10 till 8.
Street Journal Report.
Mike Ditka, final couple of minutes here as we always talk Mondays through Friday, 7:30 till 8 o'clock. And always a pleasure. We've talked about Tiger. We've talked about the NFL. We've talked about Washington and the debt ceiling. Other things in the news this morning. Johnny, oil and gas, the price of the barrel has gone up to $100. What's happening in oil and gas on the standpoint of exploration? I was at the grocery store last night lamenting that a gallon of milk and a box of cereal cost $9.40, and the checkout person said, well, price of gas, I mean, it's just crazy, some of these costs, and it kind of starts with our energy, doesn't it?
Well, that's part of the equation, and so, you know, also there's a point, I think, when you keep pumping money into the economy. I never did really great at economy, but that there's a point that you're going to get a little bit of inflation start to kick in too, because there's more money and people want more for what they're selling. Energy's always at the core of it because it's what moves everything around. And if you, Steve, I'm sure when you were driving, you saw the trucks on the road. And
yes, sir, I did.
That's what keep us going every day and 24/7, and takes a lot of energy. If that supply stops, you know, that's what I've always pointed to as a key point in our lifestyle, is keeping those trucks going, because that's food and everything else that goes with it. So and that's energy. So, you know, we're hunting for oil. We're working. The energy consumption is going up globally. You've got China and India using a lot more energy, that's a third of the planet, maybe a little more. So we have to keep looking and keep thinking, and maybe quit arguing over things that we don't need to argue about and focus on more important things sometimes.
Mike, nothing he said doesn't make sense. Makes sense to me.
Well,
how about you?
He makes sense. He always does, and he's right. I mean, it's I was surprised, though, when I did look at today, when I woke up this morning, I looked at the oil was up, gold was up, silver was up.
Yeah.
I can't believe gold is, what, almost $1,600 an ounce?
Yeah.
My God.
That's amazing.
Gold.
That's been quick. That was 900, 1,000 maybe a year and a half ago.
It's risen.
It's been going through the roof. There's no question about it. But again, it comes down to exploration and supply and demand. Has it loosened at all in the Gulf?
A little. They're trying. It's a bureaucracy. It's more of a bureaucracy, which makes it slow. And that's, you know, speed. Time is of the essence. Speed's important to move ahead with these projects that deliver oil and gas to us. And it's not like it was, but it's definitely recovering. So I'm hopeful that we can maximize our potential out here, at least in our own backyard. And then globally, it's quite active around the world in oil and gas exploration. So,
well, I wonder what happens with this upcoming 2012 election. Any Republican jumping to the forefront here for any of you?
Mike,
I don't know.
I don't see it really, but you know,
there's a bunch of them, I'll tell you. It seems like whoever's not.
Governor Perry may end up being a front runner. Who knows? I mean, there's no strong one right now.
Rick Perry's wife said run, and that's a big one.
Well, I mean, he's a charismatic, smart guy, and you'll like him.
They'll just say he's another George Bush. That's what they'll say.
Well, so. but he's not, and then that's one thing they'll say. But he'll get his chance.
I'll take that.
No, that's the other thing.
I'll take that. Yeah. Well, and did you hear Steve Wynn from Wynn Casinos?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, Johnny.
He's a Democrat who supports Harry Reid. He said nothing will happen. Yeah, he said nothing will happen until we get rid of this president. He said that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he's
not the only one. Another one of those big guys did the same thing. And I mean, he's not good for business. He's not good for business. Period. Never had a job.
It's going to be interesting. Whatever else, it's going to be interesting, guys. I can tell you that.
No question. And no, listen, Mike, I wish I could follow your match with Fred Smith online, the team match thing. I hope you guys win. This is a semifinal today then for you. I hope the heck you win that thing.
You know what? I got a new nickname. They call me the jockey.
The jockey.
Fred's your horse, huh? He's secretariat.
Well, Fred plays good. He can stand up to it. That's good. I like that. A lot of guys wilt under pressure. He stood strong.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Johnny, appreciate your time as always. Thank you, Mike Ditka. Always a pleasure.
Guys, take care. God bless. I'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you. God bless you. It's Mike Ditka, brother. Thanks. Johnny. Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8 here on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And this is WSJK Tuscola, WJEK Ranchul. Okay, County Fair opens tonight.
Yeah.
Would you like to go?